102.1 KDKS, Three Points Radio Choice. I have our governor, Governor John Bel Edwards, on the line right now. First off, sir, thank you so much for taking out time of your busy, hectic, horrendous schedule, I'm sure, these days.
Well, thank you, Quinn. It's important to be with you and to be able to speak to your listeners. And this is a very serious public health emergency, as you know, and it's growing in severity across the state, and that certainly includes Northwest Louisiana, which is why I thought it was really important to be able to speak with you today.
Right, right. So what are the latest developments, statistics, what have you?
Well, as of today at noon, when we updated our case count, we reported 2,746 total cases and 119 deaths, and that's not obviously good numbers for us because yesterday we had 510 new deaths today. New cases, 510 today, 441 for a 19% increase. But the deaths increased by 36 over the last 24 hours and are now at 119. So that's troubling. As a state, we remain on the trajectory we don't want to be on. We have not yet started flattening the curve the way that we need to, which is why I'm calling you. We've got to flatten the curve. We have to slow the spread. Otherwise, too many people present to the hospital all at the same time, and it threatens to overwhelm our capacity to deliver health care. Now, that's principally a problem down in the New Orleans area right now, and that could manifest itself as early as April the 2nd or 3rd as it relates to ventilators, as early as April 7th or 8th as it relates to beds, especially ICU beds. But my point to you, Quinn, is this one. 10 days ago, there were 5 cases in Caddo Parish and 1 case in Bossier Parish. Today, there's 140 in Caddo, 37 in Bossier. Those are roughly the same numbers that New Orleans had 10 days ago. And so we don't want the same rate of spread and the exponential growth in cases in the Caddo Bossier region that we've seen in the Orleans Jefferson region. And so I am encouraging you, I'm encouraging every single listener, do what you can to practice social distancing. Abide by this stay-at-home order. Minimize your social contact. I know that we said that you can go to the grocery store, and you can. You can go to the pharmacy. You can go get gas. You can go to the bank. But you don't have to do those things every day. And not everybody in the household needs to go out and do those things. And so we're asking people to do what they can to slow the spread. And so stay home, slow the spread, and save lives. That's the message, Quinn. And if you can help me deliver that around Northwest Louisiana, I will be eternally grateful.
Well, first off, you know, we're all family right here, Governor. So, you know, we got to do it together to make it be successful.
Yes, sir. And by the way, there's a role for everybody to play. So the average citizen cannot help us to surge medical capacity, but we are doing that. We're doing that with the LSU Ochsner partnership there in Shreveport and over in Monroe. We're working with Willis-Knighton, other providers. We're doing things to order ventilators and so forth. But every single person can help when it comes to slowing the spread. And, in fact, if we don't get buy-in from the public, there's no way it's going to be effective. We know mitigation works. We know the stay-at-home order. We know social distancing works. But it only works to the degree that people actually abide by those restrictions. And so we're just asking people to do this, be patient, take this very seriously, understand the sense of urgency. We simply have to start bending that curve, and we do not want the kind of growth in cases that we've been seeing in Bossier and in Caddo Parish over the last several days.
So, Governor, tell me a little bit about, are you expecting any help from the federal government in reference to PPEs and that type of thing?
Yeah, and we have been getting help. We anticipate another big shipment out of the strategic national stockpile today of PPE, masks, and hospital gowns, surgical gowns, and face shields and those sorts of things. The ventilator capacity is most concerning right now. We have not yet been allocated anything out of the strategic national stockpile, but we keep working. We have been able to acquire a total of 192 ventilators. That's better than nothing, but we know that over the next 10 days or so, we need hundreds more, and really would like that number to be in the thousands. We continue to work with our federal partners to re-urge them to consider favorably our request for ventilators from the national stockpile. I do think we're going to get some. I don't know how many. We're ordering about 7,000 from private vendors. But again, of that 7,000, we've only gotten 190 in. We did get a major declaration that was requested by me of the president. He signed that. As a result, we are seeing the reimbursements from the federal government flow faster. We have been given two field stations in terms of 250 each with respect to beds and so forth, and that's going to go down to Region 1 down around New Orleans. A strike team of 60 medical personnel has also been granted to us, and so we're going to use those to help staff some of our surge capacity. And then we know that we have an epidemiological team that is on the ground from the CDC helping us to manage those areas where we have clusters of cases. And so we're working with our federal partners, and relief is coming, not as fast and in the quantity that we would like. But, Quinn, this is what I need for the listeners to understand. And all of our other disasters, when we have natural disasters, for example, hurricanes, floods, even tornadoes, other states and the federal government can focus their time and attention and resources on Louisiana because not everybody in the state has been affected. This emergency is very different. This is a public health emergency that is consuming time, attention, resources, personnel in every single state. And the needs of every single state are the same in terms of what they need. We all need medical staffing. We all need ventilators. We all need PPE. And so it's really, really hard then to get the assistance that you want in the amount that you need and as timely as you need it. And that is why it is essential that people do more, that we put forth our very best effort to slow the spread of this disease, because we do not want people to go to the hospital because they need care and then not be able to receive the care that they need because our capacity has been overwhelmed. And so that's really the message for you all today. We're going to get through this, and I don't know when, but at some point we're going to get through this. But the toll it takes on us will very much depend upon the level of compliance that we get from the Louisiana people. So it's time, once again, to be good neighbors to one another. Being a good neighbor in this instance means you don't go see them. You don't contact them. Call them and check on them. FaceTime them. Skype them. Whatever you got to do, but don't go and visit. Let's minimize social contact. Let's slow the spread. And if we do that, then we're all going to be the better for it, Quinn.
You know, Governor, I was thinking about you yesterday and thought, I said, I hadn't talked to my G-man. I know he's real, real busy these days. So I am so glad you took out some time to give us a call. I want to commit myself, Alpha Media, right here to you. Whenever you need to get on air, just call me. Just that simple.
Quinn, thank you very much. God bless you and all your listeners. Let's pull together and get this thing done.
Take care.
Okay, you too.